This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Later in the hour, we'll have psychic Victoria Bullis with us, and we'll also learn how to budget your Halloween costume, as a lot of people, if you see the stuff that's in the stores, CVS, the weekend I was in a CVS, the junk that is piled up in these stores is, and it isn't just those kinds of stores, it's all those party stores.
Yeah, I love it.
Even in the pet store. The pets now are getting in on Halloween.
Yeah.
What do you do with your pet on Halloween?
You put him in a costume.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Where do you want me to start?
All I know is that my dad called me and woke me from a nice sleep last night to ask which Christmas cards he should buy at Costco. I'm like,
really?
Dad, we have no time. Let's not panic.
The Disney Halloween Town movie. Is it a? I've never seen this. How many of you have seen?
I've seen Halloween Town.
1998 Halloween Town.
Yeah,
what's the essence of it? What would you say was?
It's an entire. Well, it's just a whole town that's Halloween all year round.
Mm-hmm. Is it based on some movie? Or is it just about Halloween?
No, Halloween Town is the movie. Right.
Well, is there actually a place called Halloween Town at Disneyland, or is
it's
a
right
movie?
Next to Farmville.
Where the debate is tonight.
Right.
That is a real place, by the way.
I know.
A nice college town. All right, so anyway, this month of October in St. Helens, Oregon, they're transforming the town into a Halloween town of sorts. And that's why I'm not familiar with this concept. I've never heard. Actually, I didn't know there was a movie. I didn't know. I thought there was some. So if you go to Disneyland or Disney World, you'd find at this time of year Halloween Town. But that's not the case.
Well, they decorate the whole place. Disneyland is all decked out for Halloween, and but you know, Halloween Town is that's not a Disney thing, so no.
But it's described as a 4-part series of what goes on in Halloween Town. So I'm
it was like a 4-part TV series. It was a 4-part movie, mini movie.
A mini movie.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So they have festivities all month long, masquerade ball, haunted tractor rides.
That's fun. That's so fun.
You should go on this, Doug. It's called the Severed Head Tractor Ride.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that sounds right up your alley.
Yeah.
We should actually all go to Doug's farm and just start hiding out, like, you know, scary things and freak him out while he's out.
You know, last weekend I was doing some research because we're going to open up the ice cream store again and bring the last couple of years have been closed, but bring, you know, people back to the farm. And I was doing a survey of a few farms in the area and the kinds of things that they do to bring people in. It has nothing to do with farming. It's really pretty amazing. A putt-putt golf course and chase the goats around. go out and pick your pumpkin is fine. And getting lost in the corn maze is fine. But, man, this is a... don't get me started on this. This is a treatise on the abysmal reality of farming in America and how farmers have to stoop to low levels in order to get the money coming through the door that can keep the farm open, to keep it from getting developed. It's just really, it's atrocious. It's a it's
but what
a
if some farmers really like doing this for families and kids?
It could be fun.
Maybe
I don't know.
Most
I don't know any farmers.
Year.
I don't know any farmers.
I don't know anybody.
I don't
who likes
know
Halloween. Bah humbug.
No, I didn't say that. That like that wants to give up their cows or growing things in place of having a bunch of people wander all around their farm. I don't know anybody who they do it because mostly the younger members of the family who don't want to give up the farm are looking for ways to not have to farm because hard work, much as anything else. But it's no matter what you're doing, it's a task. I thought this guy, one place that we went to, really worked hard the season. You got to go from April until November, and then you're done. But it's a lot of work and a lot of responsibility. And legally, if you fall off or something, I mean, my God, you got to have insurance up the wazoo because everybody's suing everybody. Fall off this, you know, fall off a tractor that you get on and you're on a little, one of those little riding tractors that you have. You put kids on, they pedal it around. I had one kid a couple of years ago fall off of his and skin his knee, and his mother said, "I'm going to sue you." I said, "Why are you going to sue me? You see that sign over there? It says, I disclaim all liability. You can sue me all you want. You're going to get anything. Help yourself, lady." I just that was the first thing out of her mouth. And I thought, what kind of people think about that first? Instead of how much fun their children are having being exposed to a farm and to the cows and what goes on the farm. No, I'm going to sue you. Good for you, lady. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, or
back in Halloween Town.
Yeah.
No, actually, I want to keep going. I want to go back to the farm. There's a.
I'm actually stressed now. Just FYI.
I know.
I'm going to relax you.
Okay.
Do yoga, Jennifer?
Yes, I love yoga. Actually.
Okay.
Do you do
Victoria? You do yoga?
I do not. I hate yoga.
Oh, okay.
Look at that. Well, so cute.
50-50 anyway. If you do yoga on a stand-up paddleboard...
I do not do that. Are you nuts?
If you're looking to kick your yoga practice up a degree or two, there's a new yoga that is performed on horseback. Horseback yoga. Not necessarily new, but it's long been limited to private practice or taught only at places where, you know, kind of out of the way places, not exactly a deluxe retreat. But now, because there are more of these vacations and retreats, there's a lot of focus on how to use an equestrian to have yoga, but practice yoga.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
I love him.
So I'm trying to figure out how this works. I have a very close friend who does practice yoga, and she rides a lot of horses. As a matter of fact, she fell off of one last week and has been pretty stiff and sore for the past week. Lucky she didn't do any more damage. This is the perfect stuff. This is the kind of ignorant stuff that brings people around to thinking, oh, horses are only for people on the farm. There are lots of great ways to use horses. Horses are, I say this, Meredith and I, we've laughed and teased each other for years about cows and horses and which was smarter. She maintains that horses are smarter. I maintain cows are smarter, and we probably never agree. But I'm just trying to, Victoria, put a sort of face or an activity as to how they're using the all kinds of health and wellness retreats now are using horseback yoga. But I'm trying to envision, you know, yoga, the movement of the body. How do you do that on a horse?
Well, it's all about that core and engaging the core.
Yeah.
That would make it much more intense than the yoga I'm doing at home in my living room, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's horseback, you know, they combine a trail ride and then you stop in a little pasture and then your yoga instructor guides you through certain positions. And
kind of fun.
These particular horses are... extremely amenable to this type of activity.
They
so.
Gotta be gentle.
Yeah,
quiet horses. Yeah,
and they're larger easy. Horses, and they have a wider girth to them too, because you know
you need more girth. Room to do your yoga.
Yeah. Yeah.
So apparently there's also goat yoga, and it's happening at this farm in Oregon. And basically people do yoga with goats just wandering around at their feet. The classes are just about a month old, and they're called, it's at the No Regrets Farm in Albany, Oregon. Apparently the added health benefits of having a goat around are unknown, but I guess it's pretty cute, so people seem to like it. There's a waiting list of 500 people for goat yoga.
Unbelievable.
You need cow yoga, Dougie. This would be great.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking that. The
just
cows...
watch where you put your hands.
Well, you don't want to get kicked by a cow either.
No, you're more likely to get kicked by a horse than you are being kicked by a cow.
Well, not these types of horses who are all trained.
Yeah.
Cows, you can't really train them to do yoga.
You can. Well, horses are more trained. I think that's true. I think in many ways horses are more easily trainable.
Yeah.
Than.
So I would side with Meredith because they're smarter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd be happy to hear that.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, 16 past the hour, the story of a man in Indiana who mailed dead skunks to a person who got a job that he wanted is up next here in our focus.
That stinks.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the story of Travis Terrence, who's been accused of mailing dead skunks and a dead raccoon to a man chosen over him as the school basketball coach.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Alright, let's get some music news in here. 23 and change after the hour with DJ V, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here for your listening and dancing pleasure. Every hour we have some music news that pertains to what many or all of us like musically. One way or another, we touch all of the tastes just with references to what's going on in the music world. Here's a story from One Republic. What was once a dream, now a reality for them. They released their new collaborative sort of with Peter Gabriel called AI, which was inspired by a movie of the same name, Artificial Intelligence.
Yeah, the Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh!
And Haley Joel Osment was the little boy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right. Okay, so the single out yesterday, they have their fourth studio album called Oh My My, which will be released this Friday. So what kind of coverage is this getting, Victoria?
This is huge for One Republic fans. I mean, this is a big band. This is one of the biggest bands out there. And their fans have been really waiting for a new album because Ryan Tedder, who's the lead singer, is also a prolific songwriter who's written for literally every single star out there. So he hasn't really focused on his own band for a long time.
Huh. That's the second time today we've used Tedder. We're talking about Tedders as farm equipment earlier and now.
Oh, right.
But it's synchronistic. That's how it's spelled, same way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ryan Tedder of One Republic. All right, Jen, what do you think of this group?
I like him.
Funky.
Funky.
Yes,
Dougie. Funky.
Funky.
It works well with Peter Gabriel, because I'm a huge Peter Gabriel fan, and he hasn't done much recently.
Was
and he never collaborates with
anyone. Did he start with Chicago? Do I remember that?
Genesis.
He started with Genesis.
He was the weird guy in the costumes who started with Genesis, and then Phil Collins took over.
Who was the Peter that I'm thinking about?
Cetera.
That's it, right. Peter Cetera. All right, I didn't care much for him.
No.
Yeah. I remember, he was like a Michael McDonald.
Yeah,
he
killed
Chicago. Yeah, right.
He killed Chicago.
All right, next time, musically, a focus on Damian Marley, who's Bob Marley's youngest son. He's converted a California prison into a pot farm. His business partner, Ocean Grown Extracts. Yeah, pretty good, right? So why do they have a prison that they're not using in California? I thought there was a big overpopulation.
Yeah, we need to be filling those puppies up, I know. My neighborhood alone, you're going to wrangle.
Right. So Mr. Marley announced that he, with Ocean Grown Extracts, is converting this 77,000 square foot California prison into a cannabis grow space that will cultivate medical marijuana for state dispensaries. I'm looking into doing that.
That would be so cool. Yeah. Is it legalized in Massachusetts yet?
No. Well, medical marijuana, sort of.
Sort of.
Sort of. There's still a lot of people fighting about it. So let's see. This is the Prison to Pot Farm initiative.
It's a whole new farm to table experience.
Right. Yes. That's a good way of looking at it, actually. Claremont County. Where is Coalinga, California?
Coalinga.
Coalinga.
Is Claremont County North California?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It would be northern and inland.
Coalinga. Coalinga, yeah. California. Fresno County.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah,
so by the way, Gary Johnson just called. He's going to be looking for a job in a month. He said he could run a hot farm for you.
Help yourself.
Work for a product.
Right.
Uh-huh. Work for a puff. No, they don't call it puffing. What do they call it? What's calling it?
You're thinking of taupe, but they don't really call it that anymore.
Vaping. No. Yeah.
What did Bill Clinton call it?
He didn't, because he didn't inhale.
Well, I mean, he had to jump in.
He tried, he said, right?
I never even, there's nothing about that stuff. I'd grow it on my farm because it'd be profitable. I wouldn't ever want to have it.
So you'd sell your soul?
No.
For the money?
Nah. Not that at all. Sell rent on the farm. 28 past the hour.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, loan availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends.
No getting high. Well, I suppose we are high on life here. DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, joined now by psychic Victoria Bullis, who has a great website. She helps lots of people and has been for years and years and years. At Victoria Bullis, you can go to Twitter. We'll connect with her at DJ V Show. The story behind the story when it comes to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, Victoria. A lot of people want to know what it is that caused the breakup. What's going on with these two? What does your intuition tell you?
All right, well, they've been fighting for a long time, and things really changed when Angelina got her two big surgeries, and it wreaked havoc with her hormones. I take a look at every relationship question I get, neutrally, step back and see what's going on. It's never one person. They're always, you know, two people in the tango. And she has been feisty and nasty for a long time. And there were infidelities on both sides, for sure, and lots and lots and lots of fighting that just kept increasing. Now, I always go with what's meant to be. They were meant to take a break by this time, starting a few months ago, so they wouldn't end up in divorce court. This wasn't meant to be. And I do feel...
What wasn't meant to be? The relationship or the divorce?
Divorce.
Really? I feel there's about a 68% chance, I look at everything as percents of probability, that they will try to get back together because they really do love the kids and they do love each other.
How much
right
fear,
now it's a mess.
How much fear-based thinking is involved in either or both of their motivations?
Well, now there's definitely a lot of fear about what they're going to do with the rest of their lives and the kids. But it wasn't fear-based thinking that started. It was anger. And a lot of it had to do with Angelina's wacko hormones.
Well, she's in menopause. I mean, she's only 40, and having all those surgeries when she wrote that editorial, she's in menopause.
She lost her mammary gland, so there was, that
she
aspect.
Has a full hysterectomy, yeah.
It was a partial hysterectomy. That would wreak havoc with anyone, and this happened within a couple of years of each other. And so it affected her sex drive.
Was that fear-based thinking? Doing what she did, a lot of people paid attention to it, thought that it was smart because she was taking action before the fact, but there was a lot of fear because of what her mother and I guess other people in her family had gone through with regard to breast cancer, right?
Well, that was about the surgeries, but about the divorce, it wasn't fear-based, it was anger-based.
Okay, let me ask you this. In your dealing with people, you talk to people every day, and much of what you talk about are relationship-oriented conversations. So how much trouble, and maybe you can tell me whether it's men and women, what percentage of men will call and say, I'm having trouble with my wife, she's going through menopause. Do men really understand what goes on with women that are having sort of vicious hormonal attacks during menopause?
Well, you've got a couple of questions going on there.
Yes,
one, I'm smiling because I always say I've heard every question there is. Mm-hmm. But actually not one man, and I deal with a lot, almost 50-50, not one man has ever said, I don't know how to deal with my wife who's going through menopause.
Really?
So there's another question that I am wrong about. Men usually call me about relationships. I'd say 80%. The rest is about career. So men realize that they are in a stuck place. They might have tried some counseling or therapy and it didn't work. Or they hear me on the radio talking about relationships and they think, well, gee, she might be really fair to me and might be able to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually, they're usually driven by something. Men that have some compassion. I've dealt with lots of men who are afraid of their own temper that I've worked with. But usually they're men that are compassionate and they're just stuck. They weren't brought up, as men still aren't, to talk about their feelings. And when they try to, they bungle it and so on. So I forgot the second part of your question.
Well,
the second part then?
I think I've been dealing with women who have menopause. I think that you've answered, actually, what I want you to do that. I want to get this
Can
person on the
Can I ask one more
air.
Question before we move
on
about
ahead.
This?
Yeah.
So the relationship with Brad and Angelina started as a result of Brad Pitt cheating on Jennifer Aniston. Is it ever possible, even though you may
cheating
say this
on
is
Jennifer
the one,
Aniston or Angelina?
No, he was cheating on Jennifer Aniston with Angelina.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So that's
I'm
how
sorry.
Their relationship got started.
Yep, yep.
Is it ever really possible if a relationship starts with that bad vibe of cheating, is it ever possible? Do you think it's sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy here?
Or karma.
Or
no,
karma.
It's going to come around and bite them in the tush. Often happens, more often than not. Yeah, sometimes, though, I remember I looked at what's meant to be. Sometimes, from other lifetimes, someone is supposed to come in and break up a seemingly happy home because it happened to them in another lifetime. I don't judge anybody. It's just too obvious to me how complex everything is, and it's never about right or wrong in my book.
Mm. All right. 888.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely.
888-302-3684. Dean has a question for Victoria. All right, Dean, what's your question?
Hi, Victoria. Well, I'd like to know about a career change.
Okay, what are you doing currently?
I do physical therapy.
All right, yeah, I can see it's time for a change. What is it that you'd like to do, or do you know yet?
Yeah, I've been thinking for the past 2 years, I've been wanting to open a restaurant.
All right. That seems like you're in the right move. It's the right move, but yeah, I can help you tweak what kind of a restaurant. What kind of restaurant do you want to get?
It would be a fast food.
Okay, I'm seeing one that's like a fast food, but a little bit better quality. Where are you, by the way, in the country?
Oh, I'm in Florida.
Perfect. I'm seeing a beach community. Well, of course, there are beach communities everywhere. That's what Florida's made of, except for Orlando.
You need a psychic to find a beach community in Florida. That's cute.
And one where it's a lot of Hispanics and people from the Caribbean and a lot of families versus the older retirement communities.
Mm. So East Coast of Florida.
Is though you can do it in the next year. What's holding you back from doing it now? Just, afraid to do it, or what's holding you back?
Money. Money is an issue.
Hmm. All right. Yeah, I don't see it being an issue. I feel that there is a relative that you can borrow from where it would be safe. That borrowing from relatives often isn't. And that you can do it within the next year. Look at a little bit better quality restaurant than you think you can afford.
All right, Dean. I hope that helps you out a lot. Victoria, thank you for your help. Victoria Bullis at Victoria Bullis. If you want to have a good reading, a very interesting hour with her, go to victoriabullis.com or contact her on Twitter at Victoria Bullis. In a moment, we're going to find out how to build fabulous costumes and celebrate Halloween on a budget. Up next here.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
As a teacher, to say my job is busy is an understatement. But thanks to Custom Ink, ordering custom shirts for my students is super easy and a huge time saver. There's tons of fun art and fonts, and I can even upload our mascot design. Let's go Eagles!
For all of your school needs, choose Custom Ink. For homecoming, game days, class shirts, and more. Show your school pride all year long with custom gear like t-shirts, hoodies, and backpacks from Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing at CustomInk.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A congressman named Matthew Lyon was indicted for writing a letter to the editor criticizing the president. He was put on trial, fined $1,000, and sentenced to 4 months in jail. That was in 1800, and the law under which he was prosecuted was quickly repealed when Americans realized what a threat it was to their constitutional rights. But that didn't settle it forever. In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission held public hearings to discuss how to regulate online political speech. On websites like YouTube and blogs like The Drudge Report, we need to look through the lens of liberty and realize that our freedom is as insecure today as ever, and it is still the duty of all citizens to defend it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated invaded the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
45 past the hour. Time for us to meet Yvette Rios, who is a lifestyle expert, does a lot of work on television. She's working through the situation that we find ourselves in. I was talking earlier, Yvette, about how much of this is prevalent in all of the stores. It's October, costume month.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, it's Goodwill's highest sales month. So I guess we put these two things together. A lot of people are going to Goodwill and other thrift shops to come up with costumes that are cool and aren't expensive. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. So, you know, I as you mentioned, October is our biggest sales month of the year. And it's really, we've kind of become like the Halloween authority. And for the third year in a row, we've conducted a national Halloween poll to kind of figure out what are the big trends around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're finding this year is that 57% of people prefer DIY Halloween costumes over store-bought.
Yourself,
so really,
yeah.
You know, we... Yes, we just want to make it
so
easier
much better.
For people...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I agree. But we just want to make it easier for people to create their own costumes without having to spend a lot of money or really, you know, get out the sewing machine and do lots of craftiness.
All right, so once we get beyond the masks of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, what's being, what are people creating that's fun?
Well, I think, you know, as far as our poll, you know, we were able to find out that the classics are still very much around. So the witches, the pirates, the vampires are still really popular. For men, zombies are one of their top number two costume. They love zombies. And zombies are great because you can literally turn anything into a zombie. So you can be a zombie princess. You can be a zombie bride. You can be, you know, I one year was a woman who just got out of the shower. And I was like a zombie, you know, housewife out of the shower. So, I mean, you can kind of take any costume, even stuff that you would have in your own closet, and just add a little makeup and become a zombie version of yourself.
Really? A zombie.
I'm sure there's a slutty zombie out there somewhere, too, right?
Has to be.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Believe it or not, the super, we would say, like, sexy slash slutty costumes are becoming less and less popular. So millennials are totally not into the sexy Santa costume
idea.
They've
gotten pretty ridiculous. Like, the sexy hot dog, like, that's just not hot, you know?
No, it's so ridiculous. So 63% of people disapprove of the sexy version costumes, and then 69% of Gen Xers and millennials. So it's getting less and less popular, which I'm grateful for because, I mean, it's October. You need more clothes on.
And no one needs to see a slutty puffer fish at Halloween.
No.
So Goodwill commissions a Halloween poll every year to figure out what is going to be the trend. That's where this information is coming from. And the information is public today. You can get it at Goodwill. Goodwill.org. There's probably a lot of ideas there, I'm going to think of it. There are a lot of people that are trying to come up with something. I don't know why people, listen to me, don't save the costumes and use the same one year to year. Who's going to remember?
Hey, wait a minute. No, I mean, I do save my old costumes because I figure, you know, I will wear them, you know, eventually I'll be invited to some party where people didn't see me before. So I don't think there's any shame in keeping them. But frankly, you know, I think it's the one day out of the year where you can be, you know, a bit of an alter ego. You can be crazy. You can be out of the box. And so I'm all for that. I think our society is, like, you know, very restrictive, and why not have a little fun during Halloween? So
I personally,
I'm a huge fan.
One of the things that one might also think about is getting decorations, not just clothing.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ah, the theme from the Ten Commandments, just in time for Easter.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it's Charlton Heston's birthday, but Chuck, he's dead. So why are we celebrating Charlton Heston's birthday?
Well, because I looked on celebrity birthdays, and I saw that he was born this day in 1923. And he was one of the great screen actors ever, Doug.
He was one of the great screen actors.
The guy was awesome.
Yep, he was.
Here's the thing about his career. He went through three different genres, the biblical epic, Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur, other movies like El Cid. And then in the 70s, he bounced into the science fiction genre, Planet of the Apes, an iconic movie, The Omega Man, 73, I love that movie, and Soylent Green. And then he bounced into the disaster genre in the mid-70s with Earthquake and Airport 75. So he's one of my, beside Gene Hackman, Charlton Heston might be my all-time favorite actor.
Really?
From my cold, dead hands.
All right. Yeah, they are cold and dead.
I think I want that theme music played daily from now on.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll see if we can accommodate you. Speaking of dead actors, Robin Williams' widow has shared a lot of the story of her husband's last few months talking about neurology, what was going on with him inside of his brain, the drugs and all that other stuff. And I think I didn't say this when you were on with us yesterday, but I believe that a lot of actors who are very creative get that way when they're on the juice, that they wouldn't be if they weren't somehow stoked up with stuff. And you can name any number of actors that were like that. And if it hadn't been for that, where would Robin Williams have been, really? Think about it. Where would Robin...
But I also think there's a trend where people who are very creatively funny, who have, you know, tremendous sense of humor displayed to the, you know, public, are very introverted or just, I don't know if they disturb, but they have issues relating to people in the real world. I think that's the trend also.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, Chucker has more newbie... Wait again. Say that again, Doug. I'm going to say Movie Moves. How about Movie News up next here?
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hi, Chucker. What's in the movie news bag today?
First off, anybody here a Harry Potter fan?
Yes.
Well, Warner Brothers is going to re-release all 8 Harry Potter films starting on October 13th for 1 week to coincide with the release of the Harry Potter spin-off movie, which is called Fantastic Beasts and Where They Came From. It stars Oscar-winning actor Eddie Redmayne. I'm curious to see how much interest if the massive fan base of the Harry Potter movies flock to see this film. I believe a good majority of them will do it. Anyway, if you want to see it, they're going to charge $30 a ticket for all 8 movies, and I believe popcorn and soda included. It's a pretty
That's
good
cool.
deal.
$30 yeah. bucks is not bad for all of them.
No,
I'm definitely doing this. This gets me into a theater. I will absolutely be going for part of this.
Really, to go see Harry Potter?
Huh. I love the Harry Potter movies. Yeah,
Richie, Chucker, what's the buzz on Into the Woods? With Emily Blunt, the girl on the train.
I just looked yesterday on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's a little bit more negative than positive.
Really?
I think it's like 40% positive, 52% negative. I think that's a movie that's going to need, in my opinion, good reviews to have any longevity at the box
Looks
office.
Creepy.
They wanted to be another Gone Girl.
I think it was a book, wasn't it?
It was a
book.
A really good book, by the
way. Mm-hmm. A lot of twists and turns. Meredith read it, and she said a lot of twists and turns, but it looks kind of creepy to me.
Some books are just too hard to translate.
Just a psychological thriller. It's, you know.
All right, what else, Chucker?
Ben Affleck's solo Batman movie over at Warner Brothers is going to be titled The Batman. It'll probably be filmed next year for a 2018 release. I thought Ben Affleck was a great Batman, and he's also going to direct this movie, so I'm looking forward to it.
Isn't he in a couple of movies before the end of the year? Isn't there two other movies?
He has a movie called The Accountant coming out.
That looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. And then he has a movie, I don't remember the title, that he wrote and directed, which is probably going to get Oscar consideration, coming out, I believe, in November. So, he's also currently filming the Justice League, where he plays Batman in the big ensemble movie opposite a bunch of other
superheroes.
He's doing pretty good.
All right, thank you. He's doing well, Chucker. Please, let's use correct name this year. 59 past the hour.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.